this is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin, and welcome to this week's edition of 6 Minute English. I'm joined by Rebecca Byrne, and our topic today is clouds.
Hello, Kate. Yes, wherever you are in the world, clouds are part of our surroundings, and they are constantly changing, which in itself makes them interesting to watch. But how much attention do we give them, and do clouds get the appreciation they deserve?
Well, I have to say that here in the UK, we often see the appearance of clouds as a negative thing, because seeing them in the sky usually means that it's about to rain.
Well, yes. Unfortunately, here in England, people do tend to dread the appearance of grey clouds and would rather have clear blue skies instead. I have to say, though, we have lots of other types of clouds of all colours and shapes and not just grey ones.
So, Rebecca, do you think you take much notice of clouds in your everyday life?
Most days, I must say, I don't really take much notice of them, no, unfortunately. But sometimes if I'm sitting in the park on a hot day, then I will look up and just gaze up at the sky.
So moving on, here's my question for this week. Now, not all clouds are a sign for rain. In fact, some clouds mean that good weather is about to arrive. So which type of cloud do you think signifies good weather? Is it A, a wispy and thin cloud high up in the sky? B, a tall, fluffy cloud, or C, a grey, flat cloud?
I think it's A, a wispy, thin cloud.
All right, well, we'll check your answer later in the programme. But now we're going to hear from someone called Gavin Pretor-Pinney, who has a special interest in clouds. In fact, he's written a book about them and is the founder of the Cloud Appreciation Society. This is a club where people can share their photographs on the internet and talk about their interest in clouds with each other. So let's listen to the first extract. He's talking about how different types of clouds are classified. So have a listen. How many groups are there?
There are 10 basic ones. They're called genera. They're the 10 basic groups. But there are lots of species and varieties. There's a whole range, a whole host of other formations.
He said there are 10 basic types of clouds, but there are lots of species or varieties. The word species normally refers to a set of animals or plants, although here it refers to clouds, where certain things have similar characteristics to each other.
So now we know that clouds are divided into groups according to their type, height and appearance. In other words, their formation or shape. In the next extract, you'll hear Gavin talking about the person who came up with the names of the definitions for clouds. Now, can you tell me whether this man was a professional meteorologist? This means a person who studies weather patterns for a living.
Somebody called Luke Howard came up with a naming system, 1802, 1803, and he was an amateur meteorologist and a pharmacist by profession. And he came up with the names Cumulus, Stratus, Cirrus, and Nimbus.
He said that it was a man called Luke Howard who first came up with the four basic cloud types. He was not a professional meteorologist. He was an amateur one, which means he studied the weather as a hobby, not as a job. He was, in fact, a pharmacist. Interestingly, the four names he came up with are still being used today over 200 years later. The four types of cloud are cumulus, stratus, cirrus, and nimbus.
And all those names come from Latin. Have you heard of them before?
Yes, I have heard of some of them. I think I remember them from my geography lessons at school. And I remember learning that nimbus is the name for a rain or storm cloud that signals bad weather. But I can't remember what the others mean.
Well, hopefully we'll find out later in the programme. But now we're going to hear another extract. This time he's talking about the type of cloud which is a sign for good or fair weather. So have a listen and find out if you got the answer to the question I asked you earlier correct.
You know, a cumulus cloud is the fair weather cloud, the puffy cotton wool ones. And they're a kind of great one to watch on a summer's afternoon.
Oh, yes, he said it was a cumulus cloud, which signifies good weather. So that's the type of fluffy white cloud, which looks a little bit like an ice cream. So I think actually I was wrong in my guess this week.
Well, never mind. Better luck next time. But just for your information, I'm going to tell you what the other two types of cloud mean. Now, stratus clouds are a uniform grey cloud and usually cover most of the sky. And cirrus clouds are thin and tend to be high up.
Well, thanks for the revision on the geography lessons there, Kate.
No worries.
Now, in the UK, we do tend to have negative associations with clouds, as we said earlier on in the programme. We have sayings such as, he's under a cloud, or he's got a cloud hanging over him. We use these expressions when describing someone who is depressed or sad. And the expression, a cloud on the horizon, means that there is trouble or bad things approaching in the near future.
But not every culture uses clouds to describe a negative or bad thing. Let's listen to the next extract. Which country has a different attitude to clouds altogether?
There's an Arabic phrase that they use in Iran and Iraq, which is that when someone's lucky or blessed, they say his sky's always filled with clouds.
He said that in Iran and Iraq, when someone is lucky, they say his sky is filled with clouds. Definitely a different attitude to the one we have here in the UK.
Well, we're nearly out of time now, but Rebecca, do you think you'll be paying more attention to what goes on in the sky from now on? I know I will.
Yes, I certainly will. I'll be checking for my cumulus nimbus and cirrus clouds.
Good. Well, I'm glad you've learnt something in today's programme. So that's all we've got time for. Until next time, happy cloud spotting. Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.